Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Without further ado, my name is Amira Sankofa Kweli, and I'm your revolutionary master healer, and I'm on the network for Dare to Heal. Well, actually, the network technically is called Dare to Struggle, and I am part of that, and my portion is Dare to Heal. So it is, without further ado, of course, you heard someday we're going to be free. Hell, I'm still waiting because the rate we're going now is it's looking a little thick right now, I'm not saying it won't happen because of my faith and my belief and my awareness and my love and my prosperity is to want it to happen and need it to happen, and so it shall be, because I am what? A manifester. So I definitely believe in our struggle. I definitely believe that my portion of the struggle to struggle, because we have an unfinished revolution, as y'all can tell. We have not finished. We're not done. Not much has changed, because we're still suffering at the hands of police. We're still suffering at the hands of our own selves because of post-traumatic slavery, and because we're needing to be healed, and because we've gone through so many different changes. And then we're study, watching the disease of the idiot box that plays constantly. And, of course, reality is not very reality, but it becomes reality because of the fact that we're buying into that. So because of that portion of our lives, unfortunately, we have to expound and not go into the reality of the fake reality TV, I should say, because, again, we have our own fight. So, again, let me let you all know to call in at 646-668-2159. And, of course, the name of the show, of course, I'm still on the series of breaking up. It's hard to do. Break up. Oh, my God. Breakups. This hopefully will be the last. And of course, this is something that, you know, I definitely am wanting to talk about. So many of us have been dumped or dumped, have been the dumper or the dumpee. And I tried to do a radio show last time on this, of course, and for whatever reason, my phone kept hanging up and it just wasn't cooperating. So I don't know if it was Blog Talk or if it was my particular phone services. So without further ado, so I wind up doing it live here on Facebook. And, of course, I'm on Facebook now. And so, of course, to call in again for this particular radio show, let me give you the number one more time. 646-668-2159. So definitely give us a call to call in and start trying to make things happen, because this is where we're at right now. This is where we're at. So, you know, many of my people, many of you all, shoot me a lot of inboxes asking me how to change a tire, how to live your life, how to, you know, break up with somebody, how to get out of a breakup. You're hurting. You need help. You want me to solve all of your indifferences, but yet, you know, it's times where you may not be able to afford my services, and so you have to wait. So in between time, that is the point of this radio show, is to offer many of you all who can't necessarily afford my services to call into the radio show and ask questions based upon the subject titles that I am spreading, if you smell me. And I know you smell me, because all of you all have noses. So make sure they are wide open for what I have to say today. So I'm trying to look for, I don't know what, why it's so difficult for me to find my little handy-dandy beautiful book that's on, well, probably because I did not type it in properly. Is that right? So basically now we definitely have to get into talking about, you know, healing ourselves, going through these different life changes, because there's going to be many life changes to come. It's not going away, my brothers and my sisters. We're going to go through so many different changes in our lives, and it's all about whether or not you can see them or deal with them as they go. You can deal with them. That would make you definitely a bigger point. That would definitely help you to embody certain things, and I think that's part of the time where, you know, it can be difficult at times to weather these difficult situations, especially breakups. Breakups are not really easy to do. Breakups are probably, it's just like dying. It's just like, or someone dying out of your life, because more than likely you and that person is going this way, the other person is going the other way. So there is definitely a separation. And sometimes through a separation, and sometimes separating something, it can be like a divorce and death. The divorce and death is definitely concentrated. So sometimes it can be warranted, or it's vastly really, really, really needed, because, again, you are trying to move on with your life. You're trying to do something different. You're trying to love again. You're trying to get your – some of us may be trying to get our teller back home, and some of us definitely may be in the theory – of just wanting to live your existence or sometimes breakups aren't necessarily warranted, and you don't feel like it should have broke up, and you're blaming this person instead of looking at yourself. So certainly that does tend to happen, and so we definitely have to get into the struggle. I'm doing fine, my brother. We definitely have to get into a struggle of finding ourselves and definitely trying to connect on a certain page and trying to find out where we are in this breakup and definitely grow from this experience, because it's all, most of life is definitely a learning experience. So it's all about you and wanting to go on from that learning experience and not just saying, while everybody's 20 steps ahead, you still, you know, it's like running a race, and you still at the finish. You haven't even left the line to go, because you still dealing with that issue. You still not on the level where you need to be, and that's very important that we begin to start taking our breakups and our different things seriously. So again, if you want to listen to the radio show, you want to call in, feel free. I definitely am accepting calls and definitely putting you, I could throw you on the air at any time. So 596-668-2159. And so basically, as I stated to you all before, I basically was telling y'all about how I wrote this book, and it came from a breakup during a very hard time in my life. I felt like it was a hard time in my life, but it was definitely a learning experience. So again, as I said to you all before, breakups can certainly be temporary, and it needs to happen so you all can figure out where you are at that point. So maybe one person wants and the other person does not and doesn't feel like it's warranted, but sometimes it's definitely necessary to have happen. So I kind of went on this spill, so I'm going to try my best to recap. I don't want to be redundant and repeating myself for those who did tune in the last time. So excuse me, I don't want to be redundant from you, my people, but I definitely want to kind of touch into some things that I talked about. And usually I always use an article of reference, because I definitely like my people to stay abreast with me. So when we talk about this whole thing of love, so I kind of was going into detail about how some people can be doing breakups, you know, the initial thing of me basically initially writing this book. And basically I talked about how, you know, I wrote this book as a revenge piece to get revenge. Of course, the person that I wrote it for, and y'all know who he was very flattered that I would do that, and it really pissed me off even further. But long story short, I did out of revenge, but lately, it definitely became a healing tool, because later on when I did another situation that I went through, that guess what, it was definitely a healing piece for me. And I began to start looking at myself and began to start seeing certain mistakes that I made in my relationship and I made with myself and things that I did that I might not have, that I might have could correct it, you know. And so in the end, when you find yourself in a situation, you definitely want to make sure that you're well aware about where you are at this particular time and definitely what you want to do and who you want to do it with. And so, you know, a lot of times we get sold into these dreams that we view as a relationship and that we don't really take things seriously until, you know, until it's crunch time. So, you know, when we get into these relationships, we really, really have to listen to people. We really have to see past. Maybe if they're showing you their representative, you always want to look past and see things greater than where they are at this particular time. So be advised about, you know, people selling you dreams. People selling you dreams. And sometimes, of course, the reason why the dreams are easy to be sold, because you want to hear a dream, because you want to be rescued. We all, you know, it's something about the little girl and the little boy inside of us. They want to be rescued, excuse me, from the big bad wolf, meaning the world, okay? So we definitely want to understand where we are. Without further ado, without me really going into detail, of course, you got to buy the book, because it is a book, and the name of the book is called Thinking and Love Not Just Yet. Okay, so we definitely want to be a part of this struggle, this beautiful book. And actually, not only the book, it's a book video. So you get to look at a video, we're breaking down this book, and I'm not going to tell you everything, but I'm definitely giving you certain inserts for you to carry on with you, because it's on the subject, the topic that course, we're reviewing right now. Breakups, hard to do. Hard to do, but sometimes, damn it, is necessary. Sometimes, damn it, we need to break up. Sometimes we don't need to be with that particular person. Sometimes it's definitely time that we move on with our life. Yes, you listen to the radio show on Facebook Live, correct? So right now, of course, my radio shows are on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so definitely necessary to listen to definitely time for us to really get into things and really time to really review things. So right now it's definitely time that you understand about a person. So I kind of touched in the book, and I think last time when I was on here on Tuesday, because I did a live, y'all remember me, I did that live, y'all was watching me. Y'all was watching that live, wasn't you? So when that live, I kind of touched on some things, and I kind of told you about, you know, certain signs to look for. I basically was telling you certain signs to, you know, certain questions to start asking when you first started seeing this person. And I left off, if I remember correctly, and I do a little review, okay? So just bear with me for those that looked at it, that listened to me before and looked at me before. Give me 1 second because I got to charge. I got to put this charge. I got to, you know, how the computers die on you real quick. And you think you got enough space and battery, but you really, in reality, don't. This is real. This is not reality TV. This is rated R for real. So if okay, so 1 second, give me 1 second, y'all. Sorry about that. I had to look, play a little green for you. Isn't it the perfect breakup song? How do you mend a broken heart? I should have let that rock, shouldn't I? But anyway, maybe at the end of the show, right? So signs, and these signs, of course, are not absolute, but just things to kind of watch out for and you just kind of ask. So I'm going to get into that in a minute. So I basically talked about number one, and find out this person wants to have ideals about how to build a family, if they want to even build a family and that kind of thing. And then I'll jump to number six, find out, more importantly, if this person is afraid of commitment. Because sometimes when you enter a relationship and they're afraid of commitment, there's going to be a little bit more challenging. So you just need to know what you're dealing with. You need to be on top of where you are and working from there. And going next, what I talked about on number eight, I said, what type of relationship do you want? And I talked about, are these the goals, you know, are these the same goals or adventures? Do you want the same things out of a relationship? Because, again, sometimes they're polar opposites. Sometimes that polar opposite can work because you all are able to compromise and build it in. Sometimes polar opposite is very, very bad, okay? I mean, real bad. You hear me? What was I saying? Okay, so in his or her, are you sending the representative to meet you? I talked about that too. Number 10, does the person want a family? Because that's very important. The person may want a child, and let's say if the woman gets pregnant, then the man's very upset because he didn't want a child. He might have too many children, or he just didn't want the concept of children and to be a family with you. And most of all, he may not want a child with you, or vice versa. The woman might not want a child with you, et cetera. Another thing, number 11, this is important too because this is dealing with financial gain. This is dealing with the emotional part. This is dealing with a person, if they have multiple situations going on, is that something you really want to do with? So number 11, how many baby daddies or baby mothers, wives or husbands or ex such and suches do that person have, okay? Now, that's very serious because you want to know up front, because you want to know what you're dealing with. You want to know how much money possibly may be taken out of the household, if none at all, or if the person is hiring a secret baby. And, of course, that's a lie, and you don't want to deal. You can deal with truth rather than dealing with a lie. So you want to know these things up front, okay? And so another thing, I talk about, what are the deal breakers? What are their deal breakers, like if a person smokes? Is that a deal breaker for you? If someone's smoking and smoking around you, because, again, it causes cancer, you might not want to deal with someone who could possibly speed up their lifespan because of smoking can speed up people's lifespan. And also it's dangerous for people inhaling the second smoke, secondhand smoke. So that's not something that, you know, one may not want to deal with, okay? So that's very important that you are aware of that, okay? So another deal breaker may be they may not make it by financial means. They may have bad credit, may not be able to work around that. I mentioned that before. There are a lot of possible deal breakers that could be. They could be with someone that's a polygamist. They, you know, you might not want to be into polygamy, or they might not be a polygamist. You know what I mean? So it's certain different things that can be a certain deal breaker. A person may have stinky feet. They may have bad breath. These are all deal breakers, and they're not willing to go and get that fixed, okay? So things you have to consider, do not change a lot without letting them know. Do not change at all, and they're willing to grow with you. So what are the differences? Sometimes age doesn't matter. A person that is younger than you, their goals may vary because there are different things in wanting out of relationships. Sometimes, you know, when people are younger than the other person, and that's male or female when you're in a relationship, they can really be subtle. They have different views about relationships. Younger, female, change their minds a lot of times. But even sometimes when you're older, you change your mind. So what you might have liked in that youth, that person that you're talking to that's a little bit younger than you or older than you, then it might be something a little bit differently later on down the line. So it definitely works both ways, even someone dating someone older, younger, or even the same age. Because keeping in mind that women, 9 times out of 10, a lot of times women know a little bit more than what they want on a lot of levels. And that's not necessarily true all the time, but in a lot of cases there are true with women wanting to expand the relationship and men might not. But I've seen, again, I'm a life coach, so I've seen people be in relationships where the man wanted a relationship, he wanted a solid relationship with some love, and the woman was just not ready for that commitment because of things she's gone through, what have you, the same way with the man. So I can't just put that on one sex versus the other. Okay, but see, nowadays, when I was coming up, keep in mind, I'm a 70s baby, so, you know, when I was coming up, the women were more mature than the men. So nowadays, maybe a little different. So can't necessarily list that as a, can't necessarily put that on the man. I can necessarily put it on the woman. And again, it depends on difference. So again, these are not all absolutes. Keep that in mind. How do you blend two separate families? So that's another thing. Because if you have a child over here and the person has a child over there in different homes, or the child's in a home with you and someone's entering in and they're not the father or the mother of the child, so that definitely can be a difficult situation. So, of course, you know, I've talked about family, like children, parenting, siblings, and friends. B, religious, spirituality, hobbies, and organization. So, you know, you may be in an organization. You might be in a type of organization that may conflict with the person that you're dating. So that could be certainly a problem, right? C, the next one. Children, mothers, and fathers, if any, okay, lifestyles, career, job, and things like that. So, of course, in entering a relationship, you may not agree with a person's job. You know, you might be dating someone, and then you finally found out that they work for the government, they're FBI or something like that. I'm just listening to an example. And then all of a sudden you were in love, and then that's not a career choice that you may agree with, or if they're a police officer, or if they're doing things that they shouldn't be doing, street-level stuff. And, this, of course, that may be something that you don't agree with as well. So that can certainly definitely be a problem. So what about their financial needs? So male and female relationships, leaving arrangements. Does the person know how to compromise? Are they willing to? Does the person have a secret? If so, what type? Things that may be possible deal breakers of yours. Do they take advice? Do they value your opinion? These things that you're going to find out in the earlier stage, but keep in mind sometimes people have their representatives in, so at different times they may not show you all of that. Again, to call in to ask any questions, you can call in to 646-668-2159, 646-668-2159, and y'all can certainly, again, listen to it via radio via Blog Talk on the internet as well, or you can watch me there live on Facebook. Again, I'm Amira Sankofa Kweli on Facebook, just to let you all know. So, and going into more, is there jealousies that the family does not like or you vice versa, or there are good reasons? How manipulative are they, whether or not it's positive or negative? Okay, think manipulative. To manipulate something is basically trying to get something to move. That does not necessarily mean that you're doing it for the negative aspect of things. So, for example, I might sit a trash can by the door. That's a form of manipulation because I'm trying to get this trash can to move, but I'm doing it in a nice way as opposed to me saying, damn, take out the damn trash. So meaning I left it by, and I did that recently because my son was acting like he didn't want to take out the trash. So I left it kindly by the door for him to take it out because I kept asking. So I pushed it in his way so he had no choice when he was going to work but to take out the dang on trash, right? Creative? Yes, it is. So you said, I have a question. This is a little bit off topic, but I was wondering, is there anything wrong with the 4-year-old and the 22-year-old? Well, I don't think that's necessarily off topic I really don't think that that's necessarily off topic. So I'm going to go ahead and answer the question. But it just really depends on the 42-year-old and dealing with that 22-year-old, because sometimes with that 22-year-old, they change. Because, and I was kind of saying it in so many words early on about how sometimes people do change and people go through different things. So when you're at 22, you're going to go through a certain amount of changes. And the 42-year-old more than likely is a little bit more settled in his or her lifestyle, and they pretty much already know what they want, and they probably already have a lot of things that they want, unless they're starting over or something happened they might have to do before, or something happened in their life where they might have to start over, or they just want to, they're doing a new career, et cetera, right? So, again, a lot of things could be personally different. But I personally, as a 44-year-old woman, I would not date a 22-year-old because that's younger than my youngest son. My youngest son is like 23. And I watch how my children are and what they go through. And I remember when I was 22-year-old, and I have dated older men before. I've dated people a little bit younger than me before. And I know it can be difficult because older man that I was dating probably had some difficulty with me because I was kind of, he's kind of wanted to be with me. He was ready to settle down. He was ready to marry me. He asked me to marry him, and I was just not ready to be married because I felt like I hadn't lived out all of my life. You know what I mean? And he had been in the Army. He had served in the Gulf War and things like that. So I was still trying to find myself. You know what I mean? I still was trying to make sure, because I was still trying to get to know him. I felt like I really didn't know him long enough to even marry him, right? So that is something certainly that can happen. So you have to be mindful of that. So I wouldn't necessarily recommend that. But again, to each his own, I feel like it really depends on the individual. But me personally, I wouldn't date a 22-year-old. That's kind of like raising my children all over again. Because my children still call and ask me for advice, and I'm still there for them. I'm still their mother. I'm not going anywhere no matter who says what or do what or what they do. I'm still going to be their mother, and I'm still going to be here. And can't nobody make me stop being a mother and being there for them. So I don't necessarily, I don't recommend it, but again, to each his own. I would be leery on both ends because of the, that's just a lot younger. Even if a mature 22-year-old, that would be just more along the lines, can I be honest with you, a plaything. Just be somebody that you kind of having fun with, going out there, having new adventures with, and kind of setting yourself up to kick it. And that's pretty much all I would look at as a 44-year-old woman. Even as when I was 42, I'd be like, yeah, that's a plaything. And when I was 22, I was like the older man. He's just somebody to kick it with. Was my, y'all trying to make me go on business like that. But when my main man was on his old little silly stuff, then I'd be kind of you know, dealing with him, you know. And just keeping it real. So so definitely I wouldn't necessarily recommend that, but hey, if somebody, you know, it all depends on the individual stuff. I mean, maybe the 42-year-old is immature a little bit. Maybe she has some youthful qualities, who knows? So anyway, I was basically saying, does this person want to be willing to compromise? So you don't want to be in a relationship with somebody that's not really willing to compromise. If you have certain things that you'd like to do differently. So without telling you my whole damn book, and I basically shared the last time I told you all about background checks. I didn't just talk about, like, credit checks, and not just about credit checks, but asking around about this particular person, getting information, not just based upon what they say, but it's always important to find out certain things. And, again, people do lie. People lie in the situation, and people lie outside the situation because they may not want you to be with that person, but definitely keeping that in mind. But definitely a street check isn't a bad thing to do as well. I know a lot of y'all like background checks. What the hell? Well, I mean, keep in mind, it's a relationship. So you joining the relationship. And when I talked to you prior to this, I told y'all about spiritual type of relationships, the contract relationships. And these are all contractual relationships, but they're just in a different way. Whether or not you're standing in front of a judge or a priest or minister and you saying, I do, I do, I do, right? It's still a contract. It's still a relationship. So even if you do a spiritual ceremony, you're just looking at them like, I love you, we together. Or you have to say, we're going to move in together, we're going to be together, this is my commitment, blah, 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 blah. It's still a contract, okay? So in joining these contracts, we have to be mindful. So you do want to know certain things about a person that may not share with you up front, because it's very important, because these things that you don't know can possibly cost you their life if they were a child molester. So you want to do a criminal background check. You want to make sure they're not a child molester, if you have children. And in it, I don't care if you don't have children or not, you still want to do that. You want to make sure that they don't have any rape charges. You may not want to be with rapists. I'm just saying. And if they do have a rape charge and you're willing to work through that, fine. But at least you need to know that. You need to know what you're dealing with up front. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to really try to pass judgments on that, but you have to be mindful of that. So when they're not forthcoming, you definitely want to get a second side of the story. Again, people do lie. Shit, y'all know I just told y'all about representatives. So you don't want to just listen to a person's representative. You want to listen to the real unadulterated truth, because, you know they're lying. They'll be like, well, I thought you wouldn't want to be with me if you knew such and such. Well, damn, why don't I want to be with you because I know such and such and such? That's not a comfortable thing to know. And even if you know up front, that would definitely, I don't even want to be your friend because I want to be in that situation that makes me uncomfortable. So you have to remember to establish certain boundaries from the get-go. So, for example, you don't want just somebody, you're in a relationship. So, for example, some of us may have an issue with somebody just popping over your house. Well, why are you just popping over my house? You know what I mean? So things like that, just, you know, certain boundary levels. So it's best to, to try to deal with somebody that understands your generation, that understands where you're coming from, and y'all understand where each other. So I think that it's good. It can be to be with somebody that's not in the same generation. That's not saying it can't work, because I don't want to say that, but I'm just saying it's just a bit of a struggle to deal with somebody in different generations. So, like, people in the 40s, jail with people in 40s, people 30s, jail with people 30s, you know, et cetera. But, again, you never know, because if you really want something to work, it could certainly work, okay? So not all persons from different races can be a problem, okay? So this is usually a problem when the female is older, in some cases, even the male. So it really, again, just depends on that. And I definitely have that in my book, too. I kind of talk about that a little bit with the question that you just asked, brother. So I really went off the topic. So do not start living with a man or woman who has not closed chapters in their life. So then they've done that. Is not the best thing to do. It's very important that we close chapters in our lives, and we don't, you know, just allow certain things to hinder us from moving to the next level in our life. Because ultimately, all of us want to be in love. All of us want to find happiness. All of us want to have have a good family unit. I mean, I don't care what nobody says. Ultimately, every little girl sits around, plays with her Barbie dolls or plays with whatever, and she dreams and visualizes and manifests marriage. She manifests, she puts a little ring on her finger, she sits in the mirror, she'll have her little thing around her head, her, you know, like a, you know, a little bridal thing, y'all know what I'm talking about. And she'll be like, I do. And boys do it too. He just does it a different way. He don't necessarily do it like that. Don't join me. But y'all know what I'm saying. So definitely, you know, so ultimately, that's the ultimate experience. Everybody wants somebody that's going to love them back. You know the song of loving you back. When somebody loves you, feels so good to love somebody. Y'all know I can't sing, but y'all know what I'm saying. So anyway, I kind of go into a thing about on my book also, how do you know when a relationship is about to end? I kind of discussed that already. So anyway, we had another show about that. So here's a couple of things I said. I'm just going to read two things. The first sign is when another person starts to change and does not notify you of the changes. Oh, my God. So one change would possibly be sometimes hair, cutting hair when a woman cuts her hair, or that could certainly be a change. But, I mean, again, this is not absolute, okay? But, you know, a man may change up his rhythm. He may stop coming home straight from work type of deal. If he's a person that normally comes straight home, you know, maybe he stops coming home straight home after work. So that's definitely, you know, question like, okay, what's going on? Well, the second one is when a person starts to complain about what you're doing. If you've been doing this for a long period of time, so for example, let's say that you always, you always kiss on that person, or hug them when you get home, and a person starts complaining about that. Well, I mean, they know you've been, that's probably not really the best example. But if, okay, let's say a person is, let's say a person cooks a particular meal like once a week, and a person always complaining about, then you find a person, they loved it at first when you dated them the first 3 years or whatever, y'all married, whatever, and then they start complaining about that, then, wow. You know, just something to ask, you know, just kind of touch on, like, okay, so why are you complaining about it now? What makes you not, you know, tired of each one? Change it up. You want to do something differently. And then I can really communicate about why they get on their nerves. So that's really the gist of it. They're not explaining why. So definitely, and I said another one. The third sign is when a person starts complaining about the things that you've been doing for a long time. I just told you that. The fourth one is when a person starts being away from home more frequently. And I kind of touched on that as well. So you have to be mindful of that because usually they probably more than likely got another good thing on the side. So it is more importantly to follow your instincts, ask questions, and sometimes you may have to do a little investigation. So this is when it starts getting a little bit raw. Now some of y'all, I tell a lot of my clients, like, be careful about what you look for. Be careful because you putting yourself – because it may not be exactly what you think it is, or it may be exactly that, and you asking for the hurt and the pain. But again, nobody wants to be a fool. So what did you say? Okay, I have another question. She told me that if you are in love, my age don't matter. Okay, well, I mean, again, it all depends on the level which she's on. She might not mind that. I'm not, again, when I said no judgment, but just keep in mind that it's not, like I said to you before, it may not be that bad, but it can have its struggles because you all are from different generations. She may be a person who listens to, you know, Al Green or, you know, old school rap, and you may be, I'm not saying this, I'm not being critical of this, but I'm just saying you might listen to mumble rap. I call it mumble rap because some of it's not so bad and some of it is very, very bad. But anyway, so you know what I'm saying? Some of the clashes in music when y'all get in the car. You might want to listen to this. She's like, but dang, I don't want to listen to that. So I'm just saying, and then when y'all have certain conversations and she can recall certain time frames, and then when she's around other people of her peers, of her age period, and they'll get to talking about something, and she's like, well, back in my day, and then you looking like, okay. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying, just be mindful of the changes. If you can work around the changes, excellent. You know, but if you can't, just understand it could be generational situation, right? So I say keep in mind about insecurity. If your mate ever finds out, will make you look like that you're very secure and that you probably need some medicine. And I said the crazy kind. I mean, this is what I said in the book, and you know, yeah, I know my AZ unless I think you bona fide, you know. But anyway, I don't necessarily agree with this, but what I found out is my Gemini and Sagittarius friend who remains nameless told me that she has done this. Okay, but I will admit I have also done this before in different relationships. Well, I've done the extreme ones when I was gotten software. This is so embarrassing. But anyway, I wrote this in the book. So I talked about in certain things and certain elements, you can get software out here. They have cheating software that you can find out. I mean, this is like very, very extreme. And I don't necessarily recommend it, but hey, I took it in my book. I was going through a thing when I wrote this book, so y'all please keep that in mind. And I was on some revenge stuff, but out of it, as I read it, I did laugh at it. You know, I was like, yeah, I did do that. Okay, yeah, that was me. So I put in here, and then I did, and I'm going to highlight, I'm going to kind of go through this in depth. So I kind of highlighted what my friend told me and some things that I did, and I will explain which ones that I did. I will explain the friends that said they did it. So one friend said she put a software on her man's conversation to see what his text is and what he says, and she wouldn't remain nameless. So another one looked through their phone while they're asleep and asked them what you found while they're asleep. And this is something I've done. Me, that was me. Follow them, not just through seeing them. Be your own investigator without hiring the private eye. Go through all phone numbers and write them down and find out who they all are. And this is Sagittarius friend that did that. I'm not doing all that. I've never done all that. That's like, no, not right now. Number six, call all the numbers that you found in your phone, male or woman. The Sagittarius clearly did that. She's something else, so I got to give it to her. Let's see, what else did I say? Watch social media. She does that. See who always says a comment. I've done this a little bit too. I've done this a little bit too, you know. So of course, the Sagittarius friend. Actually, she's the one who was like, "Girl, you better start." She's the one that got me to start doing this, you know, back when. So of course, the Sagittarius check on the competition and see what competition that you're in. So I kind of got that little bonus from her because that's not something I've ever really done. Answer their phone, and just really, this is something I do. Ask them, are you cheating? Interrogation. I've been told that I'm interrogated when I talk. And I don't, it's not that I'm an interrogator, it's just I ask a lot of questions. I'm a questioner. I interview people. I'm an interviewer. I'm a life coach. That's what we do. We ask questions so we can learn stuff. I'm a student and I'm a master, so you know what it is. Define your motivation on your objection. Is it to find out if they're cheating, who they're with, or where and why? So that's something that you have to understand. You have to understand what your objective. If your objective, where's your motivation for going through these persons' stuff to investigate? So you need to have a clear motivation about what that is. Get general knowledge, location, and time. What's your main schedule? Did it change? Let them know all the facts, et cetera. You have to read all of that because it's deep. I kind of go deep, and it's just some stuff that I'm not happy or proud that I've done, but anyway, nevertheless, I went through this. And sometimes it's a process. Sometimes you have to go through and look stupid sometimes in order to understand more things about yourself and when to cut stuff off. And that doesn't necessarily mean to cut that particular person off or cut the relationship off, but that may mean to cut you off and to show you that you don't need to be insecure about whatever. Because at the end of the day, sometimes you just have to go through some things in order to get healed. Okay? So, I mean, unfortunately, And sometimes a person may not even be doing it. They just might be going through some things. And you're just insecure and jumping the gun on something. So these things, of course, are desperate and embarrassing. If you go through these things and get help to break up completely, communicate to your mate about and don't keep playing games. So this is the thing I did say in the book. So please do a background check upon the mate so you'll know if they're not married. Do not allow your imagination to run wild, which we tend to do. Men do it too, men and women. Nowadays, it just kind of used to be the woman, but men do it as well. I'm trying to separate yourself from a broken heart while living with the person in transition from the person away. Because sometimes, you know, it might be too expensive for both of you all to move right away. And sometimes when you, especially go through a divorce, you may have to decide on who's moving the property, divide up the property, and that person might be like, I'm not leaving, so we're just going to stay here. So there's really no textbook answer or question to this. So it is very hard in dealing with a broken heart when you have to live with that person. So there are certain basically steps of separation, of gathering up books, placing them in a separate bookshelf, dividing up property, this is yours, this is mine kind of thing. There's definitely a problem with ending relationships and healing from it, and certainly can be hurtful. And sometimes you will know something is not yours and you just be angry and hoard someone else's stuff because you're trying to hurt them. So that's something that you don't necessarily want to do. But anyway, so I go into detail while I talk about day one. It's more stuff that, but I'm not going to read it off because that'll be my whole book, right? So you call everyone who will listen to you, say crazy stuff, get all the crazy stuff off your text. And after a while, this is day one, so people will be more than happy to listen to you on day one. By the time you get to day 20, people are not going to listen to you, so by then you need to get with somebody like me, the life coach, that can help you through this situation, or you can read my book, or you can listen to my book video, and certainly that will help you and make you laugh as well. So of course, I said, then take all the angry stuff that you have, let it loose to that person, go off on that person, and then apologize because it is kind of mean and nasty. So, but definitely on the first day, you are allowed to make a complete fool and idiot out of yourself, but you're not allowed past the second day to keep making a fool out of yourself because after the second day, it's not necessary. So cut off the television for an hour, cut off all the lights, sit in the dark, lay in the bed. Don't do shit. Don't do nothing. Think about how messed up your life is and what the person did, and it's all their fault. And no, just feel plain out sorry for yourself. Get the hell away from this person. I'm telling you, get the hell away from this person. Cry your ass off until the tears aren't left anymore. Kick and tantrum like a two-year-old. Get the angriest you've ever gotten. Listen to every slow song in the book. Write a poems of anger. Write a book. Call your ex and tell them that you're sorry afterward because at the end of the day, you know, you don't want to keep going through all of this. So you want to fast that day. You just want to drink water, drink coffee. I said drink coffee, but I'm just going to say drink tea and juices and things like that. Juice that day. Sleep your life away. Isolate yourself for just a minute. You know, you don't have to, you don't have to be pretty for nobody. Don't put no makeup on. Don't get your hair cut, gentlemen. Don't do anything. Just relax. Just be a complete fool. You are entitled to do that just for that one day, okay? Of course, I talked about day two. More than likely, you've gone through all these different range of emotions and all these different things. So, of course, you know, you want to get to the point where you don't want to be as bitter. So by the time, and I'm not going to tell you all these times because y'all need to get the book. By the time you're at the six-month period, you want to understand that now you should feel much better than you did on the first day, the second day, third day, 3 months, 4 months, et cetera, right? So you want to want to do a new makeup for yourself, male or female. You want to do something different. You want to do things that's going to make you happy. You want to spend the whole day getting wardrobe, get a new professional consultant, go see a life coach like myself. You want to get rid of anything that doesn't belong to you. You want to make sure that person has all their things by now, really sit down the first, second, third day. But you want to have no traces of that person. If it's a ring, give it back. Give it back, pawn it. If they say you can keep it, pawn it. Get rid of it. I don't give a damn. Get rid of it. Don't look at it. Move on with your life. If it's a watch, make sure they have all their stuff so they can never, ever come back. That's another thing. We'll hold on to this stuff, so we're hoping this person will come back. But you don't want them to come back because you're trying to move on with your life. So by now, you shouldn't be smelling their energy anymore. You should not be missing making love anymore. You should be reminiscing over these conversations, touching their warm soul. So usually it takes about, depends on how long the relationship was and why y'all, how y'all broke up. Usually it takes 6 months to a whole entire year for you to really get over it. So I would advise you to take your time. Don't just jump into another relationship because my time is winding down. So I would advise everybody not to jump into another relationship until you have removed that energy from the last relationship. And so I definitely go into detail when I talk about these different signs of people that you have to be mindful of. I talk about the shark. I talk about Mr. and Mrs. Sensationalism. I talk about different signs that you have to be careful of when leaving a relationship. Yes, I do. I do talk about y'all. Don't be mad. I talked about Leo. I talked about Sagittarius. I even talked about my sign of Taurus. I talked about the Scorpio. I mean, just all kind of ways. So starting over again, after a breakup, I'm being honest. I said 12 months. I just told you all that. And, of course, I told you look for the orange flags, not just the red flags, but hell, the orange flags, because it is the sixth chakra, right? Really, I should have said the red signs also. What ways to get over to meet new people? Some places you can meet people. Nowadays, people are meeting people on social media. People are meeting each other in person. People are going through different things. So do not tell them what you are driving yet. And so you want to meet people at a neutral location. Don't invite people to your house that you do not know. Blind dates. You know, you might want to go on a couple blind dates, maybe a couple of matchmaking services, to be careful of that as well. Social, religious functions, clubs, I don't necessarily advise it. Even grocery stores, I think, are a great person and place to meet people. Sporting events, concert shows, movies, and restaurants. But I don't know a lot of single people that go to concerts by themselves. At least me as a single person, I've never went to a concert by myself. I always went with my mate. Where do you not meet people? I told you clubs. I don't think clubs are the best places to meet people. It's just signs to watch out for. So if a person is texting or telephone with someone while they're on a date with you, that's one sign. Okay, and I have so many. I have like a gazillion signs. And this is how do you keep the man or woman away from other women after you decide that you're ready to love again. So not bringing up that person constantly, not looking like a victim, establishing what type of relationship you're going to have, if it's going to be a sexual, spiritual relationship or whatever. People, women, and men who have baby mama and daddy issues, you got to be careful of that because you don't want to get involved in that mess. Then another scenario is little boys who grow with their mothers and being in their she role. So sometimes or vice versa, little girls with mommy issues, little girls with daddy issues, or little girls want people to be just like their father, and nobody can be better than their father. So you have to be mindful of these types of things. So I know the show is winding down, so how to deal with the loss after death, that's something that I talk about as well. So again, thank you so much for tuning in. Definitely to hear more about my book, you definitely have the option to go ahead and buy. It's just $7.99, and it's a book video. So I definitely welcome you to get it. I think it is definitely worthy of a good watch. So thank you so much. Yes, I talk about Pisces too. Yes, I definitely talk about Pisces as well. So definitely tune in to get that book. But thank you so much for tuning in to my radio show. I really appreciate y'all. Again, have a blessed day. I'm Michette. dare to struggle, dare to heal. Thank you. Again, I'm sorry. To reach me, you could contact me at 502-203-9142, or you can go to my website, www.ad314life.com, 502-208-9142, www.ad314life.com. Thank you so much, and have a blessed day.
Holler if you hear me. Here we go, turn it up, let's start. From block to block, we're snatching hearts, we're jacking muscles, and the punk police may face the emergency. We can ask me so.
Until the philosophy, which old one raised superior